AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the U.S. will work with Iran to dig up and remove its enriched uranium that was buried under joint U.S.-Israeli strikes last summer. On social media, the president said, quote, "There will be no enrichment of uranium," adding that none of the material had been touched since the June attacks. Iran has not confirmed that it would work with the U.S. to retrieve the buried uranium. Iran, the U.S., and Israel have agreed to a 2-week ceasefire, but attacks in Iran and Gulf Arab countries that were reported today are throwing the deal into question. The president also said on social media today that any nation providing military weapons to Iran could face 50% tariffs on goods sold to the U.S. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif confirmed today that Iran will attend talks with the U.S. on Friday in Islamabad. It's not clear who would represent Iran at the negotiations. In an interview, Vice President J.D. Vance says Trump is impatient to make progress, but has told U.S. representatives to negotiate with Iran in good faith.
What the president has also shown is that we still have clear military, diplomatic, and maybe most importantly, we have extraordinary economic leverage. So the president has told us not to use those tools. He's told us to come to the negotiating table. But if the Iranians don't do the exact same thing, they're going to find out that the president of the United States is not one to mess around.
Vance was speaking at an event in Hungary. He didn't address speculation about whether he might travel to Pakistan to personally participate in the talks with Iran. Delta Airlines says it's raising checked baggage fees beginning today. The move is part of a broader wave of U.S. carriers responding to higher jet fuel prices tied to the war. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on who'll replace former Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Georgia Republican Clay Fuller has won an election to serve out the remaining month of former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's term. Fuller says conservatives in his district want to see President Donald Trump's policies continue.
I think it's incredibly important to make sure that we're fighting for the president's agenda. And then if the people here, if it had gone blue, it would have been a complete tragedy for the people of Northwest Georgia.
The win bolsters the GOP's slim majority in the House to 217. There are 214 Democratic seats and one independent. Fuller will have to face another Republican primary May 19th to win a full 2-year term and could face a June 16th party runoff. I'm Donna Warder.
Democratic-backed Chris Taylor has won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, growing its liberal majority. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.